Yes, Husu, my question is about the unfortunate situation in Sierra Leone. Does the Western world, do you think, and the developed countries owe an obligation to help and to interfere at times like this, even though it's an internal matter?
You see, the developed countries are not interested in things as such. They're interested only in things in relation to how much benefit they can do to them or how much damage they can do to them. The rest is just doesn't exist, you know. So in this respect, they will take interest, and they do take interest, but to what effect, that is the question. Far more important question, a far more important question than they should have been asked, mm-hmm. that what can we do to change ourselves? Because Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran warns us that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the state of a people who do not change the state themselves. That is, who do not intend to change. So if the false lies within, then for the influence of the foreign countries is not much sought for, in fact. It could go against you. It all depends on their interest, not on your interest. And what is happening is already happening because of some foreign countries' influence in your affairs. Why have you forgotten that? You know, Israel, when it was told off from the contract giving them full monopoly and command over the diamond producing areas, and also handing them over the charge of the borders and tariffs, etc., that was the most suicidal mistake that was ever committed by the government of Sierra Leone. And then, at the common protest of the people against it, suddenly, without going to the justification of that cancellation of that contract, they just tore it away and said to run away, go back. So all that happened afterwards was an aftermath of that. And Israel, you know, is very vindictive. They will never let things go without punishment. So what happened from the side of Liberia and others, adjacent countries, was a calculated move. And then to buy traitors from within a country which is poor is not at all difficult. It's so easy, you know, it's only a question of how much money you have to spend. And when you earn money through robbing, money is no concern if you go on buying the people, and more money will flow because of their changing sides with you through robbery, through corruption, through this and that, then it's anybody's game. So this is exactly what's happening to Africa. You are divided into north and south on the one hand, and between the military and non-military on the other, between this tribe and that tribe, and the so-called robbers are a completely undefinable mass of senseless people, absolutely, totally, selfish and totally callous. What they have been encouraged by many outsiders, but far more than that, insiders as well, to loot, to destroy, to rob, run away, and enjoy themselves. And nobody knows now whether it is the army who is doing it or the opposition to the army, because it has become practically a free-for-all. So Sierra Leone, a country which was gifted with the very best things the governments and the states seek, has already destroyed itself through their own internal corruption and disorder. So why don't you turn to that? It is that where the fault lies. If a people are united and healthy, no foreign vultures can ever come and sit. They wait until the internal disorder has rendered a people incapable of defending themselves. Then they come and enjoy the feast. So now you are inviting feast from all sides. It's not just the white vultures, the black vultures, and colored vultures of all sorts, in all the colors they make. They come and they are enjoying the feast. Most tragic things are happening. Unbelievable. We have been trying, of course, without losing heart, without losing faith, at every level. European level, British level, this level, that level. And we have found some friends who we know have good intentions. Although they also represent British political unit, engine. But they are people and people different from each other. Some are very honest and they never bargain on principles. So with the grace of Allah, some of them who are particularly appointed by the British to go into the Syrian affairs and report and advise them as to what best policy should be made, they are in touch with us and we are in touch with them. But only recently, I think it was yesterday, I received a very detailed report from some of our friends telling us of the intricacies of the problem. What happened during the elections, what happened afterwards, and what are the difficulties in implementing the results of this election. And even though these governments which are involved are involved not only singly but with the consensus of other European communities as well. So they have quite enough strength to implement what they like. But if internally people are twisted and disordered and divided, then the foreign might cannot correct the things. So if Allah would not interfere, where people have decided not to change, how can an outside people here on earth can effectively interfere? Right? Okay.